Earth and Sky.
Finding ways to make it in landowners' best interest to conserve their forests over the long term is a critical challenge for all of us.
You're listening to Robert Bonney, Vice President of Land Conservation and Wildlife at the Environmental Defense Fund. His job is to develop conservation incentives to protect wildlife on private lands. He spoke with EarthSky's Lindsay Patterson about bridging the gap between private landowners and conservation.
What is wildlife conservation, and what does it mean to conserve?
Our focus is on endangered species conservation and the conservation of rare wildlife. And so conservation means both protecting existing habitat and restoring new habitat for rare species. The vast majority of species that are on the endangered species list get there because of habitat loss. So we're working with private landowners to protect and restore habitat for all types of rare wildlife.
What are the biggest challenges when it comes to encouraging landowners to practice conservation?
You know, in some cases, the costs of conservation can be substantial, whether it's setting aside timber or actually restoring a native ecosystem. Sometimes those things can be expensive, and that's why we need financial incentives to help share the costs of those activities with landowners. A second challenge is that many landowners have been concerned that if they do good conservation and attract rare species to their lands, that they might be subject to regulation under the Federal Endangered Species Act. And working with a number of landowners, we've helped develop some tools that do away with those fears and make it in landowners' interest to do good things for rare species. A third challenge is that many landowners want to help wildlife, but they don't know how. They don't know how to manage their forests, and they need assistance from foresters, from conservation groups, and others to help them learn how to do that and then implement it on their land.
I'd like to hear more on your second point about how conservation is subject to regulation. Can you tell me how the interests of the landowners and the endangered species seem to conflict with what are supposed to be helpful policies from the government?
Sure. So if you're a landowner and have suitable habitat for an endangered species, but don't have those species on your land, there may be an incentive for you to actually harvest your forest before that species shows up. Or alternatively, if you're a landowner who has good habitat, but it needs restoration, you might be worried that if you go out and restore habitat for an endangered species, that your reward for that would be additional regulation under the Endangered Species Act. And if you're relying on that timber to, say, send a kid to school or for future health care costs or just as a source of ordinary income, you might worry that protecting and restoring habitat for an endangered species could be a financial problem.
Where can these really be the most effective, and what are some of the challenges in making them effective?
Well, there are a number of forest ecosystems and other resources that we care about, whether it's water quality in the Chesapeake Bay or Great Lakes, or the ability of our forest to absorb carbon dioxide from the atmosphere and therefore to benefit climate. There are a number of things that depend on the willingness of private landowners to go out and manage their lands in ways that are going to benefit the environment. So there are a number of environmental goals in the United States that we simply can't accomplish without the willing participation of private landowners. And incentives make it possible for us to do that.
That was Robert Bonney of the Environmental Defense Fund speaking with EarthSky's Lindsay Patterson. Our thanks to the American Forest Foundation, leading the way in conservation and education. You can subscribe to this and other free science podcasts on our website. Just visit the subscribe page at earthsky.org. I'm Joel Block for EarthSky's Clear Voices for Science.
We're at earthsky.org.